91X News.
It's 12 degrees and overcast. I'm Sari Anetta with 91X News. Canada's Libyan community is reacting with shock and relief to news that the longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi has died. Nadab Bazir of the Canadian Libyan Council says Libyans have waited decades for this day. She says death is usually a sad occasion, but not in this case.
I see Gaddafi. All I think about is the hundreds and thousands of people who have been affected by him, the 30,000 people who have been killed, the women who have been raped, and the orphans that have been created because of his brutality. And as sad as death is, I think this is good for the world.
Gaddafi's death comes 8 months after civil war broke out in Libya and nearly 2 months after rebel forces toppled his totalitarian government. Greek lawmakers have passed a deeply resented austerity bill that has led to violent protests on the streets of Athens, despite some dissent from one socialist lawmaker. The new measures include pay and staff cuts in the civil service, as well as pension cuts and tax hikes for all Greeks. The bill passed by a majority vote in the 300-member parliament. Former Labour Minister Luca Cazzelli voted against one article that scales back collective labor bargaining rights. She voted in favor of the overall bill, but Prime Minister George Papandreou expelled her from the party's parliamentary group. The move whittles down his parliamentary majority to 153. The vote came after violent demonstrations that left one person dead and 74 injured. Officials confirmed the cause of death of the owner of a wild animal farm in Ohio. Sandy Kozal has the story.
An Ohio coroner confirms that the owner of an exotic animal farm died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound and then was bitten by one of the exotic animals he had just released.
Doctor believes that this bite wound probably occurred within seconds to a minute after the gunshot wound.
Sheriff Matt Lutz says the autopsy showed Terry Thompson had a bite wound on the head that appeared to have come from a large cat, such as a Bengal tiger. Authorities say Thompson released his animals before killing himself on Tuesday. 4 dozen of the escaped tigers, lions, and other beasts were shot by officers. I'm Sandy Kozel.
The trial for a Montreal couple and their adult son charged with killing members of their own family has begun in Kingston, Ontario. The bodies of 3 teenage sisters and their father's first wife were found dead inside a submerged car in the Rideau Canal in June 2009. Canadian press reporter Allison Jones is at the courthouse and says the Crown attorney began laying out her case today.
Court heard in the Crown attorney's opening address that in the days before the deaths, Google searches were conducted on a laptop computer that the family owned. One of them was where to commit a murder.
The court heard that days after the bodies were found, their father was recorded saying, "There is nothing more valuable than our honor." That's 91X News to 302. Here's Kurt Weiss with sports.
Good afternoon. 11 NHL games tonight, including 7 Canadian teams. The Leafs are in Boston at 7 p.m. Joffrey Lupul and Phil Kessel look to continue their tear as they had 5 points combined last night in their win over Winnipeg. Also, Nazem Kadri has been recalled from the AHL's Toronto Marlies after Colby Armstrong's ankle injury last game. Nashville travels to Vancouver in a game where both teams are struggling. The Predators have dropped 3 straight while the Canucks have lost 4 of 6. Across the country, Winnipeg is in Ottawa and Montreal is in Pittsburgh. The Penguins welcome back defenseman Brooks Orpik from an abdominal injury. Finally, the New York Rangers are in Calgary and Minnesota is in Edmonton. And in local hockey, the Picton Pirates face off against the Campbellford Rebels tonight. That game's 7:30. The Major League Baseball World Series continues tonight. Game 2 is at 8:05 in St. Louis. Jaime Garcia pitches for the Cardinals while Colby Lewis is on the mound for the Rangers. The Cards snuck by the Rangers in Game 1 last night, winning 3-2 on a cold night in St. Louis. In basketball, the NBA bargaining sessions have sidelined Commissioner David Stern. After 3 straight days of talks and day 112 of the lockout, Stern was sent home today by his doctor with the flu. The sides have met for more than 24 hours during a 32-hour span. At the Pan Am Games in Mexico, Canada can win a handful of medals today. The women's squash team is in the gold medal match this afternoon, and the men's team is guaranteed at least bronze. And in women's singles badminton, it's an all-Canadian final. That's your sports. Here's Sarah Yanetta with 91X Weather.
After a two-day heavy rain warning, we're only expecting some light drizzles of rain this afternoon, so make sure you have your umbrella with you. We're getting closer to winter with a low of 8 tonight and cloudy periods. Expect clouds tomorrow with only a little bit of sun peeking through, with a high of 11. It's 12 degrees. I'm Sarah Yanetta with Kurt Weiss. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.